Well, 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 it's 4 o'clock. It's Katie Lowe's. My friend Nick's in the station today, but she's feeling shy. So I'm really hoping I can introduce her before she goes home. And we can ask her a few questions and warm her up. But in the meantime, have a little listen to what I've been listening to all week. A little bit of XX. Who didn't love the XX? Come on, turn it up, people. Well, what a lovely way to start the day for those of you that are listening from far away. It's another beautiful sunshiny day in Raglan. Okay, disclosure. That is the band I'm going to play next. But, well, they are a band, a group. I think they're a group. But full disclosure, I've had a can of Pimm's and I'm not ashamed to declare it. If you haven't had Pimm's in a can, I recommend you go and get one. That was delicious. Hey, Nick, come on, come on, come to microphone two. We've got some things to talk about. It's only the whole world listening.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi there.
This is my friend Nick. Nick, how long have you been in Raglan for?
I am about to celebrate 1 year in Raglan.
All right. What's your favourite cafe? All right, top two cafes.
Top two cafes. Yeah.
I know, different vibes, different days.
I'm just a straight up coffee person.
Ooh,
Give me coffee. Long black. Anyone out there, just hear that long black anytime. I'll take that, thanks.
Nice. Mm. Do you have a keep cup?
You know I've got many keep cups.
What's your favourite keep cup?
Maybe I have to say the Whangaroa Environmental Centre.
Yes, good, isn't it? It's so good. It's blue and it's beige and it's got the bird on it. It's a gorgeous cup.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your favourite things to do? I know you are you a Reiki master? Is it known as a Reiki master? Or is that just my imagination?
I'm a Reiki practitioner at this point, still waiting.
So there is such a thing as a Reiki master?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep, definitely.
You're a Reiki practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you love to do?
My favourite thing is trail running, most definitely, getting out on trails.
Nice. I did think when I saw you today, you're looking fit.
Thank you. Working on it. Always working on it.
Well, we won't ask for you to tell us the trails because they'll be like secret tracks, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we're not going to go there. Mm-mm. Do you do trail running elsewhere outside of this place?
Yes. So I enjoy actually doing events all around the country, particularly North Island, to places that you wouldn't normally go to off the beaten track. So
have you got things booked in for the year?
Working on that, yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
I'm in a run club. Big ups to the run club.
Woohoo, the run club!
And they're much more proactive than me. So this is what I've committed to this year. The Huntley 10K. And I kid you not, it might sound like the most glamorous running event of your life. For those of you that don't know Huntley, it is an old coal mining town, basically, to sum it up, that is going through its process of rejuvenation. Quite slowly, but its track, its 10K track, is so great. And everyone turns up and there's this sense of calm because it's just a personal best track.
And it's because it's Huntley.
Because it's flat. It's Huntley. No one had to leave at 5 a.m. with their children screaming to get there. You know, it's just easy peasy. And I have to say, if anyone is looking for something to put in their fitness calendar that's easy and achievable, that you can go for a personal best, highly recommend the Huntley. Yeah. Huntley Half, Huntley 10K. It's not a trail run.
No, see, I love the trail. I can't do the road. But for me, destination events and destination trails to make an awesome weekend of it and go to amazing places.
Yep.
Total Sports is a business that I do a lot of their events or have done.
Nice.
So, yeah, they do some epic ones.
Total Sports.
Yeah.
What's your favourite music? We'll think about some tracks.
Oh.
Or genres, broad.
House, lounge, definitely. I've actually was listening to a lot of 70s yesterday.
Oh, a bit funky.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we can go there. We'll go to Disclosure now, though, and then we'll find you a track. It'll be everything you ever dreamed. Wanna be who you need. So as soon as Nick said, I like that kind of house, disco house, funk house, lounge, I was like, oh my God, the Noodle Bar playlist. Now, shout out to Juin, who I used to work with in Hamilton. I used to work as a kindergarten teacher in Hamilton. And you're always looking for that vibe, that classroom vibe, to survive, you know, the eighth hour of looking after 37 children aged three. And this playlist was the one. And it's called Noodle Bar Playlist because we had this idea that we would start a noodle bar together one day. You know, it's always that dreaming of anywhere where you are right now. And so when you are surrounded by 37 tired two-year-olds, this is just the music that you need. So go and search for a Noodle Bar playlist. This one is called Disco High Life. Enjoy, everybody. For everyone enjoying this song, there's still 2 minutes left of it. Just turn it up, keep dancing. Well, that was an absolute tune, wasn't it? Disco High Life by Orlando Julius. I don't even know where Orlando is from. I don't know why I'm giving him an accent. Anyway, Nick, I'm going to put your microphone up.
Oh, cool, thanks.
And we were just, we went places, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go?
Oh, I went right back to a New Year's party that we had with Nice and Ehrlich. Out at Villa Maria Estate.
Nice.
Sunshine, wine.
What wine? What colour? Bubbles?
There's always got to be some bubbles.
What's your favourite? What's your favourite colour wine? If you had to, so you're in a hot air balloon mm-hmm. and you've got bubbles, mm-hmm. white wine, red wine, rosé, and you're in that, and port. Okay, and you're in the hot air balloon and you have to throw out the first bottle of wine to stay alive. What goes out first?
Sev.
Sauv Blanc, so specific. I mean, so that's white wine. It's
yeah,
gone.
White and okay. can go with it. Okay. I'll double up.
Oh, okay, it's all gone. What's next? You're going up. You've got to get rid of another one. Quick, you're going to die.
Merlot.
Okay, so the red's out. So all you've got left is rosé, bubbles and port.
But no, but I'll keep the Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir staying.
Okay, you've got rosé, bubbles, port and Pinot Noir. Okay, you're going up, quick, throw out another one. Port's gone, long gone. Mm-hmm. Who needs it? It's for pirates yeah. anyway. Okay, so you've got your Pinot Noir, mm-hmm. you've got your bubbles, mm-hmm. and you've still got your rosé.
Yeah.
Mate, hanging on tight to that rosé.
I'll hold on tight to all three of those.
What's going to go next?
Probably the bubbles.
Ah, boo.
I know,
see you
I'm
later.
Sorry.
We can only drink one bottle of you, then we've had enough. Okay, so you've got your Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. And your rosé.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. What's going to win?
Pinot wins.
Pinot. Have you got a favourite? Have you got a favourite winery?
I'll just go for an area. I'll go Central Otago.
Yeah. You are not the first person I have met like this. You have a Māori twin who is 65. Oh, no, he's not. He's 61. Sorry. Oh, Joe, I'm so sorry. I just aged you. It's like, you know what I drink, Katie? You know what I drink. Mm-hmm. Yep, he's the
Absolutely.
Same. It's actually growing on me.
Is it?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, what is this? Pinot Noir.
Oh, it's good.
Like pond water. Mm. It's like an Irish tea. But it's growing on me.
if you get the chance to go down and actually do the wine tours. Mm. I used to add an extra day or so when I was on work trips just so I could do those drives.
Okay, sold. Mm. That's a way to sell a wine.
Yeah.
Just go on a trip.
Yeah.
So we're stepping out of disco. Well, we're sidestepping out of disco. We're actually staying in disco. It's the Purple Disco Machine. If you don't love this song already, then you're welcome.
Take a little time to understand her wiles. She'll entice you to come close and listen to her rhymes. If you touch her just right, you might just see inside her beautiful mind. Just one little kiss from those sweet lips is all the heart desires. She'll light up your soul like fuel to the fire and make your heart sing like some heavenly choir. Some heavenly
repeat, dance, joy, colour, rhythm.
Oh, it's a bit good, isn't it? If you haven't heard that song before, welcome. Welcome to the room. Nick, mm-hmm. What should we talk about?
Really? It's Wednesday. We got to keep the mood up.
Yeah.
We got to keep going with the flow.
Have you got a dinner plan? Nick also is an amazing cook. I am a pretty good cook, but mate, I reckon you could do a pop-up cafe.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Just
definitely.
For the bread alone.
Just for the bread. Yeah, have you got a dinner plan for tonight?
No, absolutely not.
Have you not?
I haven't got it.
What's going to happen?
I didn't even know I was going to be here.
I'm not even hungry.
Oh, no, I'm hungry.
What happens? Okay, so what happens when you have left yourself unprepared for a meal and you find yourself at home? I know you like to garden.
Yes.
There's going to be some fresh produce about your place.
Absolutely.
What do you do? What's your thing? Are you like, do you reach for a can of beans? Do you reach for the egg? Is there going to be something in your fridge?
Oh, there always is.
What's it going to be?
Go
to midday weeknight meals when you're not working.
Oh, sometimes it can be the nasty old, like, cheap $5 pizza and then throw all the good stuff on top of it.
Yum.
Because you just don't have the time. Cheese pizza.
Delicious.
And then you just throw deliciousness on top.
Yes. What were your growing successes?
My zucchini is still going rampant. I've had tomatoes. I have had strawberries. I have had... Mm. Oh, I even did my first potatoes.
You
this
can
year.
Do a strawberry and balsamic pizza.
Mm.
Yum. Yes. With yes, the balsamic can. Drizzle. Mm. Oh, my mouth. It's watering. Mm. And
like
what were your fails?
The other half of the tomatoes.
Oh, what happened? The bug?
The stem went all rotten and squishy, and so just at the base. So
what tomatoes did you have this year?
Black cherry tomatoes.
You did it.
I did it.
I had the yellow and the orange ones this year, but no blacks.
I got the black.
Was it yum?
They are actually quite good.
How did you find yourself using them? Are they all gone? Have you got a few left?
No, I've still got some left. Nice. You might find yourself a few if
yes.
you're lucky.
Yep. Would you do bruschetta
mm-hmm.
with your amazing bread?
Yeah.
Have you got herbs in there too?
Yes. I have got
you are living
basil,
the dream.
Parsley, rosemary, coriander, and chives at the minute going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any rocket growing?
No, I took that out.
Mine is just, mine did not like the hot summer. Everything else about me liked this hot summer. I am willing to let the rocket go. You know what? It's okay. I can live without rocket if it's going to be that good of a summer.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Right. It's not a problem. The rocket can come back in cooler climes.
But we finally had a summer.
It was amazing. And it's still going on. For whoever's out there right now in a tractor, there are. Nick was asking who listens to this show. Loads of farmers listen to this show.
Hi, farmers.
If you're in a tractor right now, give yourself a pat on the back. Yes. Hope you're having a nice time in that sunshine. And here we go, round table. Calypso.
We'll be right back.
Well, it's not just farmers that listen to this show. Shout out to Emily. Surfers too. Oh, now, which way are we going to go? Should we go this way? Let's do it. We are more than halfway through the show. Feel free to text me with your house disco funk requests if you have my number. We'll be right back. little bit of Fortet because it seems like it's that kind of vibe. And then we'll just lift up the pace before home time. Well, I hope those of you that had a nice toilet break had a nice toilet break. Hey, Nick, we're getting to our last two tracks now. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm. Go.
If you were given $1 million right now in your bank account and you had to go traveling to three destinations with that budget, where would they go?
Egypt.
Ooh. Nice. It's a big budget.
I know.
You can go in a super yacht if you want.
Could I?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll travel around in a super yacht from Egypt. No. I would love to go to Vietnam, Cambodia as well.
Yeah, I've never been.
No, I'd love to go into there as well. Those two. So yeah, those would be the three.
Okay. Well spent.
Mm.
I'm terrible. I'm a city girl. I'm just like, I want to go to cities.
I don't.
I also want to go to just tropical beaches, but mainly I want to go to Tokyo.
Oh.
I want to go to, oh, can't think of it. I remember being in an airport lounge in Mexico, in New Mexico once, and seeing all of these people get on the airplane and thinking, I like those people. You know, you see like a whole vibe,
yeah,
a community and a culture.
Mm. Well, see, anywhere in South America would be incredible.
Yeah, but they were going somewhere else.
Mm.
Oh, gosh. I'll think about the destination after this song. It will come back. It will come back. And here we are, coming back, hot and fast, sounding just as good as it sounded when it was released. MGMT, smashing it. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be so pleased to hear. It's Budapest. I'm going to Budapest. In my imagination. It's always so hard to pick the last track, but we've got to make a choice. So, I don't know what to say really, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here today. The sun is still shining bright. I have got a little Pimm's in a can that I'm going to go home and drink. That was delicious. Highly recommend. let's end with an absolute banger, I suppose. I just don't want to take you too, like, into too hard drum and bass, because, you know, most of my music is drum and bass. This is a bit ridiculous. Should we just end with something a bit ridiculous? Ka kite anō. Catch you next week, friends. See you later. Oh, it's so ridiculous.